今天的题目是你要做好准备。
And today's title is You Need to Be Ready.
我们要来看一段经文，也就是马太福音第25章第1到第13节。
And let us turn to the passage Matthew 25 verses 1 to 13.
马太福音第25章、有圣经的请打开。
If you have your Bible, please turn to Matthew 25.
25章第一节到第13节。那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。那些童女就都起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油那里去买吧。他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐戏，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊主啊，给我们开门。他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Matthew 25:1-13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the prudent took oil in flasks along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight there was a shout, Behold, the bridegroom, come out and meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the prudent, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the prudent answered, No, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves. And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Later the other virgins also came, saying, Lord, Lord, open up for us. But he answered, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.
我在1988年4月的一个傍晚的新闻报道说，
In 1988, April, in the evening news,
有一名摄影师，也是一名跳伞员。
There was a photographer who's also
Skydiver. 那么他从空中跳下来。
He jumped out of the plane.
摔在地上，摔死了。
And fell to the earth and died.
那么在还没有从飞机跳伞之前。
And before he jumped.
他为其他的跳伞员拍摄从飞机跳伞那个镜头。
He was recording the scenes of the other skydivers jumping out of the plane.
我们在这个电视的荧幕上可以看到一个一个的跳伞员从这个飞机跳下来。
And on the camera, you could see each of the other skydivers jumping out.
然后看到他们的这个降落伞打开。
And you see their parachutes opening up.
在空中渐渐的往下降。
And descending slowly in the sky.
那么等到所有的跳伞员从飞机跳出之后
，And after all the other skydivers jumped out，
那么他才从这个飞机跳出来。
The photographer also jumped。
那么继续的拍摄这个降落伞在空中的那个镜头。
And he continued to record the scenes of the other skydivers。
那么突然间，这个电视的荧幕跳伞的镜头消失了。
And suddenly the scene stopped.
那么原来这名摄影师从飞机跳下来的时候忘记把这个降落伞带在自己的身上。
What happened was that this photographer, when he was jumping out of the plane, forgot to put on his own parachute.
哦，他只是故作啊，为别人拍摄这个啊这个跳伞的镜头。
He was only concerned about recording the other skydivers.
而忘记了一件非常重要的事情。
But he forgot a very important thing.
也就是把这个降落伞带在自己的身上。
And that is to put the parachute on himself.
哇，很可悲的，从这个飞机跳下来的时候。
Sadly, when he left the plane,
啊，他没有做好这个准备。
He was not ready.
然后不管他对这个跳伞的技术有多高。
No matter how skilled he was with skydiving.
啊，忘记把这个降落伞带在自己的身上是一个很大的错误。
It was a great mistake for him to have forgotten his parachute.
啊，是一件很愚昧的一件事情。
It was a very foolish thing.
那么刚才我们读那段经文谈到十个童女。
And we read the passage about the ten virgins.
那么这段经文描述到天国好像十个童女一样。
And here it describes the kingdom of heaven as ten virgins.
我们拿着这个灯来去迎接新郎的到来。
They took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
我其中有五个是愚拙的。
Five of them were foolish.
五个是聪明的。
And five were prudent.
那么愚拙的就拿着灯，但却没有预备好油。
The foolish took their lamps, but they took no oil with them.
然后聪明的那个童女就预备好油在她的器皿里面。
But the prudent took oil in flasks along with their lamps.
那么显然这个比喻是强调一个人在主耶稣还没有来之前所要做好的准备。
So we see that this parable is emphasizing a person's preparations before Jesus comes.
那么从这个比喻里面，一个人必须要做好准备是有他的原因。
And from this parable, there's reasons why a person need to be ready.
我们可以从这段经文里面看到至少有三个原因。
We can see at least three reasons.
为什么一个人在主耶稣还没有再来的时候必须要做好准备。
Why a person before Jesus comes again must be prepared.
首先，我们必须要做好准备，因为一个人的灵命是个人的。
First, we need to be ready because a person's spiritual life is personal.
在第八节、第九节这么说。
And from verses 8 and 9 it says,
愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
The foolish said to the prudent, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.
我聪明就回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不知不如你们自己到卖油那里去买吧。
But the prudent answered, no, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.
然后愚拙的童女发现到他们的灯就要灭了。
The foolish virgins realized that their lamps are about to go out.
因为油就要用完了。
Because their oil was almost gone.
那么因此他们就吩咐这些聪明的童女分一点油给他们。
So they asked the prudent ones to give them some oil.
但是聪明的童女却没有足够的油来分给他们。
But the prudent ones did not have enough oil to share.
而吩咐他们到卖油的地方去买。
So they told them, go instead to the dealers to buy some for yourselves.
然后虽然已经是夜晚了，这个卖油的店仍然开着。
Even though it was night, the dealers are still open.
然后他们可以到那边去买油。
They could go there and buy some oil.
然后无论如何，主耶稣在这个比喻里面所要强调的。
No matter what Jesus is emphasizing in this parable.
一个人必须要为自己的属灵生命做好准备。
A person must be prepared for their own personal spiritual life.
那么当他再来的时候，每一个人都要做好准备。
And when he comes again, everyone needs to be ready.
因为属灵生命的准备是个人的事情。
Because the preparation for our spiritual life is personal.
那么就好像童女把油准备好是个人的事情。
Just as whether the virgins prepared oil was a personal thing.
一个准备好的灵命是个人的。
So, spiritual life that is prepared is a personal thing.
啊，一个人与神的关系也是个人的。
A person's relationship with God is also personal.
我们就如这些从飞机上跳下来的跳伞员。
just like the skydivers who came, who jumped out of the plane.
啊，他们的这个降落伞是属于个人的。
Their parachutes are a personal thing.
啊，不可以借给别人。
They cannot lend it to someone.
因为每一个跳伞员都有自己的降落伞。
Because they ought to have their own personal parachute.
我们一个人出生在一个基督教家庭里面，不代表他是一个基督徒。
A person born into a Christian family does not mean that he is a Christian.
我们就如当时的犹太人一样。
And just like the Jews back then.
啊，认为自己是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
They thought themselves as the descendants of Abraham.
我们因此是神的子民。
Therefore, they're children of God.
我们有一次主耶稣对他们说。
One time Jesus told them.
你们要借出果子来，以悔改的心相称。不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗，我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
Therefore, bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not suppose that you can say to yourselves, We have Abraham for our father, for I say to you that from these stones God is able to raise up children to Abraham.
主耶稣说，就算你们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Jesus said that even if you're the descendants of Abraham.
如果生命没有结出果子来，
if your life does not bear fruit,
心没有悔改，
your heart has not repented,
就不能够成为神的儿女，
then you cannot become children of God.
所以在这个比喻里面，我们看到所有的童女都是一样的。
So in this parable, we see that all the virgins are the same.
啊，他们穿的也是一样的。
They wore the same things.
啊，他们拿着那个灯也是一样的。
The lamps they carried were the same.
啊，他们等到这个新郎的到来。
And they all waited for the coming of the bridegroom.
要跟新郎一起做戏。
So that they can go in and enjoy the banquet.
啊，但是有一点不同的。
But one difference.
就是愚拙的童女没有准备好油。
The foolish virgins did not prepare any oil.
有这个足够的油来等待这个新郎的到来。
Said they would have sufficient amount of oil to wait for the bridegroom.
那么今天的教会有不少人说自己是基督徒。
And today's church, many people call themselves Christians.
然后外表看起来是基督徒。
On the outside, they look like Christians.
啊，但是里面却没有重生的生命。
Yet on the inside, they do not have the new life.
就好像这些愚拙的童女一样，没有预备好油。
Just like the foolish virgins who did not prepare oil.
哎，一个参加教会的人不代表他是一个得救的人。
A person who comes to church does not mean that they're saved.
那么在教会里面，他可能跟其他的人一样。
In the church, maybe they appear the same as others.
啊，讲话一样。
They speak the same.
我们手上拿着一本圣经，跟其他的人一起参加崇拜。
They all carry a Bible in their hand and they attend worship with others.
啊，上主日学。
They go to Sunday school.
但里面却没有一个重生的生命。
But on the inside, there is no new life.
也没有改变。
There is no change.
因此没有做好那个准备。
Therefore, they are not prepared.
一个人可能知道圣经所说的。
A person may know what the Bible says.
但是没有活出圣经所说的。
But they did not live out what the Bible says.
他的外表看起来是一个好人。
They look good on the outside.
他知道圣经的教义。
They know the teachings of Scripture.
但是与神却没有一个真正的关系。
Yet they do not have a relationship with God.
那么因此他是一个没有做好准备的人。
Therefore he is one who has not prepared.
然后从这个比喻里面第二个原因，
And from this parable, the second reason,
我们必须要做好准备。
We need to be prepared.
因为一个人的属灵生命不是一时得来的。
Because a person's spiritual life does not come instantaneously.
第十节第十二节这么说，
And verses 10 to 12 it says,
那么他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好乐的同他进去坐去，门就关了。
And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut.
而其余的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门。”
Later, other virgins also came, saying, "Lord, Lord, open up for us."
他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
But he answered, truly, I say to you, I do not know you.
我们那些愚拙的童女出去买油的时候，
When the foolish virgins went out to buy oil,
然后新郎就到了。
The bridegroom arrived.
我等到他们回来的时候，门已经关了，不能够再进去了。
And when they came back again, the door was shut and they could not go in.
我在神学院念书第四年的时候，
And my fourth year is studying the seminary.
然后我们全家到这个加拿大的多伦多去做签证。
Our family went to Toronto to take care of our visas.
然后买了这个机票之后，就请了一位神学员载我们去机场。
We bought our tickets and we asked the student to give us a ride to the airport.
那么这位朋友刚刚好拿到他的驾照。
And our friend just got his driver's license.
那就答应载我们去机场。
So he agreed to take us to airport.
那么去这个机场的时候他走错路。
And when we were going to the airport, he went the wrong way.
那么机场这么大，不晓得到哪里去。
And the airport was very big and he didn't know where to go.
那么后来问了一些人。
And finally, he asked some people.
我终于把我们送到那个登机的地方去。
And he finally sent us to the part for departure.
我们就赶紧走到那个柜台。
We rushed to over to the counter.
但是服务员说，飞机的门已经关了。
But we were told that the plane doors are already closed.
将要起飞，不能够再登机了。
And they're about to take off, so we cannot get on the plane.
我就好像这个五个愚拙的童女一样，当他们出去买油的时候。
And just as the five foolish virgins went out to buy oil.
然后突然间新郎来了，门就关了。
Suddenly the bridegroom came and the door was closed.
不能够进去跟新郎作戏。
And they could not go into the feast.
然后服务员后来就把我们安排到下一班机。
We were able to get on the next plane.
但是我们延迟到达我们的目的地。
But we were delayed going to our destination.
因为没有好好的确定这位朋友能够很有把握的把我们送到机场。
Because we did not make sure that our friend can be assured of getting us to the airport on time.
当我们请他载我们去机场的时候，
When we asked him to give us a ride to the airport,
我们应当问他是到底有没有把握。
We should have asked him if he was sure that he could get us there.
那如果没有的话，我们应当找另外一个有把握的人。
If not, we should have asked someone else who knew their way.
然后他刚刚拿到这个驾照，对这个路牌又不熟悉。
He just got his driver's license and he's not familiar with all the signs.
然后直到他走错路。
So he ended up taking the wrong way.
不晓得你有没有去过这个 Dallas Fort Worth 这个 airport?
I don't know if you've ever gone through Dallas Fort Worth airport.
Dallas Fort Worth airport 是很大的一个 airport.
It's a very large airport.
如果不会看路牌的话，很容易走错路。
If you don't know how to look at the signs, it's very easy to get lost.
我自己在那个机场曾经好几次迷路。
I've gotten lost several times in that airport.
所以如果要有把握。
So you must have, the assurance.
一个驾驶员必须经过一段时间的操练。
A driver must have, further experience.
我才能够成为一个熟练的人。
Then they could become a mature driver.
那么同样的属灵生命与我们跟神之间关系那种成长不是一时得来的。
Likewise, our relationship and our growth with God does not come instantaneously.
灵命与神关系的成长不是自然的。
A spiritual growth and that spiritual relationship with God is not a natural thing that comes.
而是经过努力还有一个纪律的生活而得来的。
But it's through hard work and diligence that it comes.
一个人不能够只是一个星期来教会一次。
A person cannot just come to church once a week.
听牧师讲道。
Listen to the pastor.
上主日学。
Go to Sunday school.
而得到真正的造就。
And be truly renewed.
他必须要过一个纪律的生活。
He must live a life.
每一天抽出时间来读经祷告。
every day take time out to read the Bible and pray.
单独的跟神在一起。
And have that individual time with God.
然后除此之外，他的生命里面必须要结出这个属灵的果子。
And besides this, his life must bear spiritual fruit.
我们在新约圣经里面，彼得后书第三章谈到这个主耶稣再来的事情。
In the New Testament, in 2 Peter, it speaks of Jesus' second coming.
我们这章经文谈到，当主耶稣再来的时候，天地都要废去。
And this passage says that when Jesus comes again, everything would be destroyed.
因着这个缘故，那章经文警告我们说，我们要应当做好这个准备。
And because of that, the passage tells us that we need to be ready.
要做好这个准备，彼得说，我们必须要过一个圣洁。还有一个敬虔的生活。
And because of that, Peter tells us that we need to live a holy and godly life.
我们在三章十一节彼得这么说。
And chapter 3 verse 11, Peter says,
他说这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
然后彼得说，既然这个天地要被烈火烧尽，
And Peter says that since all these things are to be destroyed in this way,
我们的行为，我们的态度应当是如何的？
Our actions, our attitudes, how should they be?
他说，我们应当过一个圣洁还有敬虔的生活。
And he says we are to be in holy conduct and godliness.
什么是圣洁和敬虔的生活？
And what is holiness and what is godliness?
那么圣洁是一个行动。
Holy is an action.
那么敬虔是一个态度。
And godliness is an attitude.
那么圣洁牵涉到我们每天所做所行的。
Holy conduct is what we do every day.
那么敬虔牵涉到我们内心所存敬畏的那种心灵。
And godliness is our reverence that comes from our hearts.
那么圣洁影响和引导我们每天的行为。
And the holy conduct leads our everyday life.
敬虔影响引导我们的态度。
And godliness leads our attitudes.
所以既然这个天地要被火烧尽。
And since the world, heaven and earth will be destroyed.
我们在行事为人。
In our conduct.
我们的表现。
How we act.
我们的心思意念。
Our hearts and our thoughts.
我们的动机。
Our motivations.
我们的态度，彼得说，必须要圣洁而敬虔的。
Our attitudes, Peter tells us, they must be holy and godly.
然后神要求我们每一个人，每一个基督徒必须要过一个圣洁还有敬虔的生活。
God requires that all Christians live a holy and godly life.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
那么神不只看我们的行为。
And God not only looks at our actions,
他也看我们的内心。
But He also looks at our hearts.
那么如果我们要过一个圣洁还有敬虔的生活的话，
If we're going to live a holy and godly life,
我们的行为与我们的心思意念必须是相称的。
Our actions, our hearts and our thoughts must be integrated.
然后盼望我们记得两件事情。
Hopefully, we could remember two things.
我们在主耶稣再来的时候，两件很重要的产业，你知道是什么吗？
Do you know what are two very important treasures when Jesus comes again?
也就是圣洁跟敬虔。
And that is holiness and godliness.
不是我们的钱财。
It's not our wealth.
也不是我们在地上的成就，还有那些名誉。
It's not our accomplishments here or our fame here.
因为圣经说这些东西都要被火烧尽。
Because the Bible tells us that all these things will be destroyed.
都要过去。
They will pass away.
一个圣洁敬虔的生命不是一时得来的。
A holy and godly life does not come instantaneously.
而是经过一生的努力而得来的。
But it's through hard work throughout life.
所以在三章第十四节彼得告诉我们。
So in chapter 3 verse 14, Peter tells us,
他说亲爱的弟兄们，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，我要大家注意这两个字，殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然建筑。
Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent. Note the word diligent. To be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless.
殷勤这两个字是指勤力或者勤奋的意思。
Diligent is putting everything in.
在这个 NASB, New American Standard Bible, 它把它翻译成 be diligent.
NASB says be diligent.
在 NIV 把它翻译成 make every effort.
And in NIV it says make every effort.
当等待主耶稣再来的时候，
So when you're waiting for Jesus' second coming,
我们应当尽我们的能力
we need to put in all our effort
来做好这个准备
to be ready.
在这段经文里面我要大家注意三个词句
And I'd like you to know three parts of this verse.
第一就是使自己没有玷污。
First is, spotless.
无可指责然后安然见主。
So, be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless.
然后使自己没有玷污的意思是牵涉到我们的品德和我们的内心。
So, it's referring to our actions and our hearts.
我们的品德和我们的内心必须是清洁的。
Our actions and our hearts must be clean.
无可指责牵涉到我们的名声。
And it's also referring to our name.
所以我们所说我们所行的必须表现出美好的见证。
And our words and our actions must carry out be a good testimony.
所以使自己没有玷污和这个无可指责牵涉到我们的品德还有我们的名声。
So it's talking about our actions and how people see us.
如果我们有了这两个条件 and, 我们就能够符合第三个条件。
And if we could have these two, then we could match the third.
也就是安然的见主。
And then we could, see him in peace.
当主耶稣再来的时候我们很安然的去见他。
So that we could see him in peace.
我们心中必然有平安。
Then in our hearts we will have peace.
一无挂虑，因为我们已经准备好了。
That we will not have worries because we are ready.
就好像那五个聪明的童女一样。
And just as five prudent virgins.
所以今天我们所看这个比喻给我们一个警告。
So the parable that we're read today gives us a warning.
就是要做好准备。
That we must be ready.
我们必须要做好准备。第一，因为一个基督徒的灵命是个人的。
We must be prepared because a person's spiritual life is personal.
是属于自己的。
It belongs to us.
那么第二，一个属灵的生命不是一时得来的。
And second, the spiritual life does not come instantaneously.
必须要很殷勤的努力去得来。
It must be gained through diligence.
那么第三点就是讲到主耶稣随时会来。
Thirdly, Jesus may come anytime.
在十三节主耶稣说所以你们要警醒因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
And Matthew 25:13, be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.
然后圣经说没有人知道主耶稣什么时候再来。
The Bible says that no one knows when Jesus will come again.
但是圣经里面只有说只有天父知道。
Only the Father knows.
那么因此我们必须要紧紧做好这个准备。
Therefore, we must be diligent in making all preparations.
我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章保罗这么说。
In 1 Thessalonians 5:2-3, Paul says,
因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到好像夜间的劫一样。
For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night.
然后人正说平安稳妥的时候灾祸突然临到他们如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样他们绝不能逃脱。
While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape.
然后主保罗说主耶稣再来的时候好像贼一样。
Paul says that the day of the Lord will be like a thief.
没有人知道贼什么时候要来。
No one knows when a thief is coming.
因为贼要来偷东西的时候他不会告诉你今天晚上我要来了。
Because if a thief is coming to steal things, he would not announce to you first that he's coming tonight.
然后当人感到很平安很稳妥的时候。
And when a person feels peace and safety.
那么圣经说灾祸就降临了。
Bible tells us then destruction will come upon them.
没有人知道主耶稣什么时候会再来。
No one knows when Jesus will come again.
但圣经里面经常提醒我们要警醒做好准备。
But the Bible often reminds us to be watchful and be prepared.
所以在第二节到第五节这里说其中有五个是愚拙的五个是聪明的。
So in verses 2 to 5, it says, five of them were foolish and five were prudent.
愚拙的哪座灯但不预备油聪明的哪座灯又预备油在器皿里。
For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the prudent took oil in flasks along with their lamps.
那么新郎延迟的时候他们就打盹睡着了。
Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep.
所以在等待这个新郎到来的时候这些童女他们都睡着了。
So as they wait for the bridegroom, the virgins all fell asleep.
他们之间的不同就是愚拙的童女没有准备好油。
The only difference is that the foolish virgins did not prepare oil.
而聪明的童女却准备好油。
But the prudent ones took extra oil.
所以当我们等待主耶稣带来的时候 Life goes on.
So as we await for Christ's second coming, life goes on.
就是一切都好像很正常的。
Everything seems normal.
每一天我们都去上班。
Every day we go to work.
如果是学生的话就去上学。
If you're a student, you go to school.
然后回到家晚上就睡觉。
You come home at night, you sleep.
我做父母的把孩子送到学校去。
As parents, you take your kids to school.
然后除此之外很多父母都送他们的孩子去学钢琴。
And besides that, many parents take their kids to piano lessons.
或者学小提琴还有等等的活动。
Or violin lessons or various activities.
所以在等待这个主耶稣到来的时候医院很照常的运作。
And, before Christ comes again, all these things continues.
婴孩诞生下来。
Baby is born.
需要喂养他们。
Needs to, feeding and caring.
那么商店都会开门。
The stores all open up their stores.
我们可以到那边去买东西。
We could go there and buy things.
那么车子没有油的时候去添油。
When, the car is out of gas, we go and get some gas.
坏了就去送去这个把它给它修理。
If, it'sSomething's wrong with it, it gets fixed.
那么日常生活里面所发生的事情好像家常便饭一样。
And all these things is, like everyday things.
那么其实主耶稣在马太福音第23章有描述到这个情况。
But Jesus actually described the situation.
他说挪亚的日子怎样人子降临也要怎样。
But the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah.
那么当洪水以前的日子人照样吃喝嫁娶。
For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
直到挪亚进方舟那日不知不觉洪水来了把他们全都冲去。
Until the day that Noah entered the ark and they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away.
主耶稣到人子降临的时候也是这样。
So will the coming of the Son of Man be.
那主耶稣还没有再来之前 Life goes on.
And before Jesus comes again, life goes on.
我们必须要去上班。
We go to work.
我们要去上学。
We go to school.
我们要睡觉。
We sleep.
送孩子等等的事情。
We send children here and there, etc.
但是圣经警告我们说有一件很重要的事情我们必须要做。
But the Bible warns us that there's an important thing that we must do.
也就是警醒自守做好那个准备。
And that is to be watchful and be, prepared.
在路加福音第21章34节到36节怎么说
In Luke 21 verses 34 to 36 it says,
你们要谨慎恐怕因贪嗜醉酒必今生的私利累住你们的心。
Be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life.
那日子就如同网罗突然临到你们，因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
And that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of the earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事情，得以站立在轮子的面前。
But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man.
那么这段经文警告我们要非常的小心。
This passage tells us to be on guard.
不要让生活里面的忧虑缠累我们。
So we would not be entangled by the worries of life.
我们应当常常的警醒，常常的祷告，来做好准备。
So we must be watchful and prayerful and be ready.
我们圣经说，主耶稣有一天会再来。
The Bible tells us that Jesus will come again.
那么他要再来审判这个世界。
He will come and judge the world.
他再来的时候，好像贼一样。
The day when the Lord is like a thief.
好像一个网罗突然间降临在我们的身上。
It's like a trap that suddenly come upon us.
然后既然是如此，你是否有做好准备？
And since that's the case, are you ready?
你是否好像那个五个愚拙的童女一样？
Are you as the five foolish virgins?
当这个新郎来的时候，发现到自己没有做好这个准备。
When the bridegroom comes, you realize you're not ready.
主耶稣随时都会来。
Jesus may come anytime.
我们应当做好准备。
We need to be ready.
不只要做好准备，我们必须要殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，过一个圣洁还有敬虔的生活。
And not only do we need to be ready, we need to be diligent in living out a spotless and blameless life, holy and godly life.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts before God and reflect on today's message.
让我们审查我们的心是否有做好这个准备。
Let us examine our hearts to see whether we are ready.
让我们审查自己好像是否好像那个五个愚拙的童女一样。
Let us examine ourselves and see whether we're like the five foolish virgins.
是的，每一天我们都在忙碌。
Yes, we're busy every day.
我们为着这个生活来忙碌。
We are busy for our lives.
但是很多时候我们却忘记了一些很重要的事情。
But oftentimes we forget the important things.
主啊，求你光照我们的心。
Lord, please shine in our hearts.
求你改变我们这个迟钝的心。
Please change our slow and foolish hearts.
让我们有一个敏锐的心。
So that we may be sensitive to you.
让我们有一个智慧的心。
So that our hearts may be towards you.
来等待主耶稣的再来。
To wait for Jesus' second coming.
主啊，求你帮助我们经常的警醒。
Lord, please help us to be alert and prayerful.
也求主帮助我们经常来亲近你。
And also please help us draw near to you often.
不要让这些生活的忧虑还有这个繁忙的生活来缠累我们。
And not to be entangled by the worries and the busyness of life.
主啊，求你加添给我们力量。
Please give us strength.
当你来的时候，
When you come again,
我们能够安然地见主。
That we may see you in peace.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.